Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brazil's suspended President Dilma Rousseff went before the Senate on Monday and maintained her innocence in a country that has accused her of moving funds between government budgets with the skill of an Olympic gymnast to hide Brazil's deficit. Rousseff also called the trial illegitimate.
I'm absolutely sure in relation to my acts as the President of the Republic, and I am personally here before those who are judging me. I am going to look in your eyes, and I will say with the serenity of someone who has nothing to hide that I haven't committed any crimes against budget responsibility.
The Senate is expected to vote this week on whether to permanently remove Rousseff from office. Two-thirds of the Senate must find her guilty. If it's a less than two-thirds vote, though, she will be reinstated. Alex Quadros is a reporter and author of Brazilianaires, Wealth, Power, Decadence, and Hope in an American Country. He returned from Rio de Janeiro in July, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I watch the Olympics. I watch what goes on in Brazil. I mean, people are riveted to their televisions on this political controversy. And the tone of lawmakers even gives it a sense of history in the making. There's a certain gravitas. But there's also a sense in Brazil that this is just a bunch of jokers here going through the motions of something that we have no faith in. How can both of those be kind of true?
Well, I think it's important to understand, first of all, that Brazil has only been a democracy for three decades. In the mid-80s, it emerged from a two-decade military dictatorship. So the institutions are maturing. It's as stable as I think it's ever been as a democracy. But it's not, a country like the United States with more than 200 years of consolidated democracy. And during several parts of the impeachment process, I think there have been legitimate questions about whether due process is being followed. When it was the lower house of Congress's turn to decide on the president's impeachment, it really was a circus-like atmosphere with congressmen citing God and their families and the fight against communism, which I think everyone had thought had been decided sometime in the past as their reasons for impeachment. The proceedings right now in the Senate have been a bit more sober. They seem to be seriously focused on the technical questions at hand, which is whether she violated budget rules.
Does the sense of the Olympics having transpired without some obvious global fiasco, American swimmers notwithstanding, does that give more confidence to either the people of Brazil, the lawmakers of Brazil, the institutions of Brazil in this moment?
Well, it's interesting that Dilma's impeachment is happening right now, right after the Olympics have ended. And this is intentional. The impeachment calendar purposely took account of the Olympics because it would have just been too surreal and embarrassing for the country to be impeaching its president while the whole world is watching and the Olympics are going on. You know, I think the fact that the Olympics went off without much of a hitch, at least in terms of organization or violence when it comes to tourists and athletes, I think that gives the impression that the event was a success. But I also think that it pushes into the background the really serious questions about how much this event cost to the country and to the city. And the fact is that Rio is now on the verge of bankruptcy.
Well, that's the question. Is this a powder keg in Rio? Is the pressure building nationally? And, you know, if we were talking 5 years ago, Brazil could do no wrong. It was the fastest growing economy in the developing world by far. Has it squandered that growth in a mass of Petrobras oil corruption and political misbehavior that we're seeing right now?
Well, it really is amazing, the contrast between the Brazil that was in the headlines, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and the Brazil that we see today. I arrived in the country in 2010, and this euphoria about the country's economic prospects was palpable not only in the foreign headlines, but really inside the country. People were optimistic about the future in a way that I don't think that they ever had been before, at least on that scale, because, you know, it's a country that has been through lots of booms and busts, but this is the first boom that the poor also shared in the gains. And more than 30 million people were lifted from extreme poverty, in part because of the economic growth, in part because of welfare programs. And, you know, I think what's important to realize now is that by the same token that the optimism and the euphoria was probably over the top back in 2010 or so, I think the pessimism may be overdone now. And people are acting like, you know, it's going to be the next Venezuela or something.
And but that's incorrect.
This is absolutely incorrect. It's a country of 200 million people with a diverse economy. The institutions don't always function in a very pretty way, but they do essentially function.
Alex Quadros is a reporter and author of Brazilianaires, Wealth, Power, Decadence, and Hope in an American Country. Thank you so much.
Thank you.